Disability, D. Exposure, E. Disability, D. Consciousness. Due to reduced circulatory blood volume, patients can experience symptoms of hypoxia, which presents as confusion and agitation. The nurse should check the levels of consciousness using the Glasgow Coma Scale. This is a scale where the nurse assesses the degree of reaction to sensory stimuli. The scale is mostly used for head injuries, but can also be used for cerebral alteration of other causes. Oxygen saturations should be assessed using pulse oximetry. Exposure and examination, E. In order that patients are examined properly and detail is not missed, full exposure of the body may be necessary. Do this in a way that respects the dignity of the patient and prevents heat loss. Elimination. The nurse should assess fluid status of the patient. Urine production is a measure of the patient's renal function, but also an indication of cardiac function. In the event of pump failure in the heart's function, circulation is prioritised to vital organs such as the heart, brain, and lungs. This results in less blood flow to the kidney and decreased urine output. Normal urine output is approximately 0.5 mL per kilogram body weight per hour. When urine output is less than 400 mL per day, this is called oliguria. Anuria is the term for urine output less than 50 to 100 mL per day. In such cases, a urinary catheter may be necessary in order to measure hourly urine output and the effectiveness of diuretic medications. The nurse must observe urine colour and odour, record a strict fluid balance and assess for positive or negative fluid balance. Measure hourly urine output. Chest pain. Chest pain in heart disease is caused by a lack of oxygen, ischemia, in myocardial cells and occurs when the coronary vessels become narrowed due to atherosclerosis. The pain occurs when there is an imbalance between oxygen supply and oxygen demand of the heart muscle. Angina pectoris is characterized by severe retrosternal pain with radiation to the left arm, neck region, and lower jaw with duration of 1 to 5 minutes. The pain commonly occurs during exertion and can be relieved following use of glycerol trinitrite spray or tablets administered sublingually and the person ceasing exertion. The nurse must observe the intensity of the pain, distribution, localization, duration and depth. Map the patient's experience of pain, what relieves or aggravates the pain and the degree of anxiety. Observe the effectiveness of medication.